Okay, folks, I've done my marching on day 23. Sorry it was a bit long, but I started to do... That's my chair. I started to do the... that's the cat and the dog. That is Lammy and... Chief Wackaboo, they're having a fight. Go away, Niall, go away. Don't get involved, you get your eyes scratched out. Lammy's jumping up to try and make him move, but he's... Wackaboo's sitting on the cuddler next to me, and Wackaboo's... Leave him alone, get down. He's jumping at him, and Wackaboo doesn't run away. Get out of his face. He still hasn't run away. Any of the other cats would be gone. He's looking very furious. Every time he barks like that, his ears, they've gone right back. They look like they've been pinned back. He's in a furious temper. Leave him alone. He jumps right in his face. Stop it. It's because he doesn't like him sitting next to me. Wackaboo still hasn't run. He's looking... If he could kill... He's looking at... Oh, his face. His ears are flat back on his head. He's really furious. Leave him alone. Now, he's not going to run, though. Good for you, mate. Look, if someone did that in my face, I'd knock him out. All right, Niall, go away. Anyway, as I said, I'm heading into the kitchen. So this situation is about to be diffused, because as soon as I walk off, so will he. And he didn't. He doesn't know. I can't even shout at him. Anyway, I've gone now. So, oh, honestly, what a carry on. He's still barking at him. He's come now. Go away, you horrible little thing. Still, he had to run back and go for him again. Right, I'm just going to do this because sometimes when I feel a bit tired, or I'm not really tired because I slept so late. When I feel a bit like I don't really want to be getting on with the dinner or whatever, it helps me to talk. And this is Audio Boo, Audio Boo, number... Da, da, da. 666. So there you go. For dinner, they are having, if I can find the right things, there's one packet. Where's the other packet? Sausages. And they are fresh sausages. And I think they're Tesco's counter ones. Now, which tray do I put them in? They're going to have to go in this one. I've got two packets for £5, and then he's got six in each one, and they are sweet chilli, and they smell lovely. I'm not a meat eater, as you know, but they smell absolutely divine. I hope I'm opening the right things. That doesn't look like sausages. Okay. That does not look like the sausages. It's not. It's a different packet. Okay. That might be... There they are. There's the sausages. At least I didn't open them. No, that's not sausages either, is it? Being blind is such a pain in the backside. So that's... That's bacon. That's stewing steak. Oh, here they are. This is them. Sure, this is them. I've definitely got one packet right. They look exactly the same. So, yeah. Here we go. It's quite hot out here. I've put the heating on. I keep putting it on and then turning it off because it gets so hot. And then as soon as I turn it off, I'll get really cold again. That's my washing machine making strange noises down the plug hole. What I'm actually going to do is just get everything on and I'm going to feed the animals. I'm just opening the first packet now. Covered in cellophane, it's quite hard to break. They smell lovely. Even I love the smell of these sausages. You can smell garlic in them. I wish they did vegetarian ones that were like this, but unfortunately they don't seem to. Okay. Anyway, there's not much to report, really. Hobie's at work. Ronan's upstairs. Connor went over to his girlfriend's this afternoon, and late afternoon, and he apparently sent a text to Ronan to say he's staying the night. So that's that. I'm just lining these up. Nicely spaced apart. That's one packet. There's the other one. There. I'm not going to put them on yet because I've got to take up my whole roasting tin. They're quite big fat sausages, but I'm cooking them all because they can have some for dinner. You can take some to work, or Ronan can have some of the sandwich, or Ovi will just have a cold lot probably. And I suggested that to Ronan, and I don't think she wants it. He doesn't like sausage sandwiches, so just washing my hands in the interest of health and safety. Oh, it's just cold. I think I'm going to make a cup of tea before I go any further. I had one earlier, but if any of you have listened to my boring boo about the TPS, you'll know that the dog started to drink out my cup, but it was cold anyway. I really fancied coffee today, but I didn't have any because I'm not really supposed to be drinking it at the moment. Not really. It's not recommended. Well, by me, that is. By me. I don't recommend that I drink it. But I really fancied it today, but I never drink it this late in the day. Ever. The latest I will drink is 4. Okay, so this is probably going to make a big noise now. Now what do I need? A cup, preferably. Just a small one. I'm not making it in the teapot. I'm glad I've got my computer out now. So the new one, I've had it since October. I've not used it because for several reasons. It's okay, it takes a little getting used to, but I'm getting there with it now because today I've used it more than I've ever used it before. I've actually used it to do something practical rather than just messing around on it and complaining how I can't get it to work to my liking. So that's a step in the right direction, he thinks. My dishwasher needs emptying, but I'm not going to do that at the moment. I'm just getting a plate out because all the plates were in the dishwasher. Every last one of them. So I'm just going to peel some potatoes now. I'm going to do mash for them. I don't think I really want any dinner, but I might change my mind and just have some mash. More like a winter evening tonight than a spring evening. We had frost overnight, it was very cold, and I thought, you know, where's spring? I thought spring was around the corner, but spring doesn't seem to have sprung, it seems to have gone away. Now I'm looking for my peeler, here it is. It's also in the dishwasher, and we're running it through with a When I called them out recently because we could smell burning on it, well, it was a little while ago now, they gave us this they gave me two sachets of this special powder, one to put in there and one to put in the dishwasher to get rid of the lime scale. So we're just running that one in the washing machine. I might do the dishwasher one later. Roland put it in because I was trying to do my TPS stuff. And I didn't really want to stop because it was... Their website was quite hard to use, I found, with NVDA. I was starting to think it was NVDA and that it was crap, but actually I looked at it on Tesco's and it seemed to be quite good. So I still, you can't complain because it's free, so... The voice is just so awful, that's the trouble. Still, you know, I'm trying not to take too much notice of it. Because there are worse things. And that's how the voice used to be. When I was working and I had my computer at work, the voice was like that. Because I didn't have JAWS then. I mean, this is back like... I think JAWS probably was available. I don't know why I didn't have it. Oh no, I don't know if it was available, really. Because I've no idea how old JAWS is. I've got a bad finger and it really hurts when I peel potatoes. I'm going to try and go to the doctors about it tomorrow. There's probably nothing they can do, but I guess I need to get it checked out. It's been like it for ages. It's a bit swollen as well, the first joint. Peeling potatoes is one of the things that sets it off. While this is all cooking, I will go and feed the cats and the dogs. I'm not necessarily doing that on here. Oh, I'm gonna turn the heating off in a minute. It's a cosy evening tonight. It's cosy to be indoors. That's all I can say, really. Obi's having a day off on Wednesday, so hopefully we can go out somewhere. Because yesterday he went to this thing, someone that he met at work, it wasn't a colleague, but you know, just someone who was passing through, recommended that he went to it, and it wasn't what he thought it was going to be. He thought it was going to be like, I don't know, like a seminar about starting your own business, but he didn't realise it was a specific thing, which he didn't want to do. So he went to it, and then as soon as he got there, he realised it's not what he wanted, but he didn't really... My sister's doing it. It's something called ACN. I don't understand it. It's where if you can get people to change to a different internet or phone provider or energy provider, because you look for deals and you get them a cheaper deal, and if you can get it a certain percentage cheaper or something, you get commission... Ow, I need to cut my finger then. You get commission on it. But it's quite a lot of hard work, and they had these people there telling their stories, saying they made so many thousand and all this, and oh, but he said it's not really for him, because you've got to go out there canvassing for people, and he doesn't really want to do that. I mean, he could stop people, you know, he sees hundreds of thousands of people every day in his work, but you can't really start telling people, well, this person told him he wasn't working there, he was just... someone that was passing through, and he got talking to them, and so that was a whole afternoon on it. That was his one day off in 6 days, totally wasted, because he had to leave here about 12 o'clock. It was supposed to start at 1:30, and it didn't start on time, and the bloke that told him about it said it was only from 1:30 till 3 o'clock, and it was about 5 o'clock when he finished, or later than that even. He said if it goes on much longer, he's going to get up and walk out, but I think he did stay to the end. And he rang me at one point, and I answered the phone, and he didn't say anything because he's in the middle of this thing. And I could just hear this woman talking, and I thought, ugh. Then I heard, I thought, oh, I know that's what that's about. That seems to be the latest thing. And my sister tried to get Connor into it. I don't know how she's getting on with it, but she's got a full-time job anyway. So apparently some people give up their jobs to do this. Well, if they can make enough money on it, I suppose that's okay, but Can you? I don't know. I don't know if I... I certainly wouldn't want him to give up work for it. So, I don't know. That was a waste of time. He said that was a total waste of my time. And it's a total waste of our time because we get so little time together, really, these days, because they keep putting him on the late shifts. And that means, because my sleeping is so awful, I wake up just as he's leaving to go to work. And then when he gets home, it's bedtime, you know, like it's 11 o'clock at night, which isn't bedtime for me because it's halfway through my day. Probably not even halfway through my day, but it is for most normal people. So, we kind of begrudged him wasting that day on something so stupid. And if he'd known what it was, he wouldn't have gone. It's just annoying, really. Especially because you pay... Well, he doesn't have to pay on the railway, but he has to pay on the underground. Potato doesn't seem to peel that well. And then I'm gonna. Oh, I've forgotten my tea. It's gonna be as strong as they come. I wish I had some orange blossom tea. I've had that in the past. I fancy something like citrusy, really. Not milk based. I mean, I only have a tiny little bit of milk in my tea and it's skimmed, but I want some Earl Grey Tassimo. I'll have to get it from their website, or I think, or Amazon, because they don't seem to sell it on any of the supermarkets that I've used, which is Asda, Sainsbury's, and Tesco, since I got the Tassimo, that is, which was last year. I'm due nothing. So, I'm late starting the dinner. It's Roland and I. Roland got up late as well. He's just as back to fat as me, really. Maybe even worse, but he's through choice, mine's not. And Ovi's not going to be home yet, so it's late for me to be starting this now, but no one is waiting, sitting there starving and waiting for their dinner, so don't worry. This saucepan is nearly full, so I definitely don't want any more potato. Okay, that's it now. Someone's made a blooming mess in here. Who's that? Was it me? I don't think so. Just gonna wipe off. There's something that's boiled over by the look of it. It's left a little bit of a mark on the ring where there shouldn't be one. You can hardly, for a blind person, these glass top cookers are quite hard to use. They're absolutely fine, because I wouldn't have bought it if it wasn't, but the problem is that needs my scourer. The problem with it is that when it's cold and you're putting it on like now, it's absolutely fine. Where's my scratchy scourer? Where are you? Oh, there's one more damned potato. I'm not doing that one. Where's the scourer? I can't find it. I'll do it later. I haven't got room for this one. I haven't got room in there. We can go back in the drawer. That'll be enough for those two. Yeah, when it's cold, it's fine because I can feel there's just a slight different to where the ring starts. But when it's hot, if you've used all the rings and then you go to use another one, that's when it's really hard and it's not really that possible. I mean, I can more or less get it accurate. But, whoops. It's not 100% accurately on the ring because you can't touch where it's when it's hot. But having said that, I prefer it to the ones where you've got the, I don't know what you call it, the raised rings. The plate ones are okay, but I don't like the old-fashioned electric cookers where you've got the coiled, like, element, because I find them hard to clean. These ones are really dead easy to keep clean, and of course they're a lot easier than the gas one. I had a gas cooker for a while, till the fire. I hated having to take that, the top of it off and take it all apart. This is much, much easier. Nice cup of tea. Now I'm just going to put this on now. Oven on. That's on as well. I already did that. Let's make sure it's right on the ring. Now, I'm just going to do that lot. I've got some onion rings. I don't know if anyone likes them. I just got them because I searched for something. I remember what it was I searched for on the internet and I thought, oh, I'll get them. I might like some of them, some people might like those once in a while. They smell nice. I might even have a couple of them. Can't fit many in these small baking trays though, so I'm going to put them onto two different ones. Oh, really nice. I'm sure they're full of fat and processed salt and all kinds of crap. Okay, I'll leave some in the packet. Another day. So you can hear the cooker making, the ring making a noise when I've wiped it with a damp cloth. Right, I'm going to put these on the bottom shelf. That's going to spin in a minute, isn't it? Makes a terrible noise because it's a force. The problem is, I'm going to put them on that bit. It's a false floor in here, and it's wood, and it just makes such an awful racket. Okay. Right. I think I'm going to get out of here before it takes off completely. So, this was very harmless for Boo 666. Pretty tame, it's pretty calm, it's pretty boring actually. All right, Niall, I hope I'm not going to have any more cat and dog fights. I'm just going to pause this, drink a bit of my tea and then upload and go and do some other tasks while that's cooking. Oh, this is a really nice cup of tea. I'm even quite looking forward to looking at my emails, you know, on the new laptop. So much lighter and more portable than the other one. Plus, you can take the top off, you know, like it comes in half. But I don't know how NVDA is with that. I haven't tried that yet. I want to get used to using it like a proper key with a proper keyboard first before I venture down that road or that avenue. Okay, folks, I will speak to you anon. Alert. Delete cast. Button. Say cancel. Button. Pause recording.